The first remedy for today is phosphorus, the element. It is adapted to tall, slender persons of sanguine temperament, fair skin, delicate eyelashes, fine blonde or red hair, quick perception and very sensitive nature. Young people who grow too rapidly are inclined to stoop, or if they walk stooped, they are sulfur, who are chlorotic and anemic, old people with morning diarrhea. They are nervous, weak, desire to be magnetized like silica, apathetic, unwilling to talk, answers slowly, moves sluggishly compared with phosphoric acid. They are wary of life, full of gloomy forebodings. In physical generals, they are oversensitive to all the senses, to external impressions, light, noises, odor, touch, etc. They have burning in spots along the spine, burning between the scapulae, as a piece of ice is lechnanthus, or intense burning heat running up the back, burning of the palms of the hands like lachesis, burning in the chest, burning in the lungs, of every organ or tissue of the body like arsenic and sulfur, burning in generally in diseases of nervous system. Okay. In hemorrhages, frequent and profuse hemorrhages pouring out freely and then ceasing for a time, metrorrhagia in cancer, hemoptysis vicarious from nose, stomach, anus, urethra in amenorrhea. Hemorrhagic diathesis, small wound bleed profusely like creosote and lachesis, hemorrhage from every mucous outlet. Restless and fidgety, moves continually, cannot sit or stand still a moment. If restless, fidgety feet, think of zincum. Great weakness and prostration with nervous debility and trembling of whole body, weakness and weariness from loss of vital fluid like china and phosphoric acid. A weak, empty, all gone feeling sensation in the head, chest, stomach and entire abdomen. They long for cold drinks, cold food, juicy, refreshing things, ice creams, which ameliorates the gastric pain. Perspiration has an odor of sulfur. They have dandruff on the head, falls out in clouds like lycopodium, hair fall out in bunches, baldness of single spots. In eyes, eyes are hollow, surrounded by blue rings, lids are puffy and swollen, edematous. If it's upper lid, kalikab, lower lid, apis. In nose, there's sneezing coryza from putting hand in water, like lag def. Face, they have necrosis of the left lower jaw. In GIT, as soon as the water becomes warm in the stomach, it is thrown up. Regurgitation of ingesta in mouthfuls, like alumina. Nausea from placing hands in warm water. They have constipation. Feces are slender, long, dry, tough, hard, like staphysagria. Voided with great straining and difficulty, like causticum. Diarrhea as soon as anything enters the rectum. Profuse pouring always as from a hydrant. Watery with sago-like particles. Sensation as if the anus remained open, like apis. Involuntary during cholera time, which precedes cholera, phosphoric acid. Diarrhea in morning of old people. During pregnancy, they are unable to drink water. Sight of it causes vomiting. Must close her eyes while bathing. Think of Lysinum. In respiratory, they have acute pain, especially in the chest, aggravation from pressure, even slight, in intercostal spaces and lying on the left side. Pain is excited by slightest chill, open air is intolerable. Heaviness of the chest, as if a weight were lying on it, cannot talk, the larynx is so painful. It is dry, rough and sore. Cough going from warm to cold air, which is reverse of bryonia. Cough is aggravation on laughing, talking, reading, drinking, eating, lying on the left side, like Drosera and Stanomet. Also has hemoptysis. In modalities, they are aggravated in the evening before midnight, like Pulsatilla and Rustox. Lying on the left side or the painful side, during a thunderstorm, weather changes, either hot or cold. Cold air relieves the head, face symptom, but aggravates those of chest, throat and neck. Amelioration, lying in the dark, lying on the right side, from being rubbed or mesmerized, from cold food, cold water until it gets warm. Complementary to arsenic, which is its isomorphic, Allium sepa, its vegetable analog, incompatible with causticum, which must not be used before or after. Phosphorus removes the bad effects of iodine and excessive use of table salt. It follows well after calcarea or china. Hahnemann says acts most beneficially when patients suffer from chronic loose stool or diarrhea. Next remedy is Physostigma, which is calabar bean from the family Leguminosae. Uncommon mental activity, he cannot stop thinking. Vision is dim from blur or film. Objects are mixed together. Pains after using the eyes. floating black objects, flashes of light, twitching of eyelids and muscles of the eyes like agaricus, nystagmus. In nervous system, they have tremors and trembling of young person from mental or physical disturbances, great prostration of muscular system, impaired locomotion like gelsemium. Idiopathic or traumatic tetanus brought on or aggravated by slightest breath of air from a person passing. Think of hypericum, lysinum, nux vomica and strychnine. Compare with belladonna, conium, curare, gelsemium, hypericum and strychnine. Phytolacca decandra is the next remedy, which is poke root, Phytolacacea. It occupies a special position between Bryonia and Rustox. It cures when these fails, though apparently well indicated. In patients of a rheumatic diathesis, rheumatism of fibrous or periosteal tissue, mercury or syphilitic, entire indifference to life, she is sure she will die. They have emaciation, chlorosis and a loss of fat. They have great exhaustion and profound prostration. Pains are flying like electric shocks, shooting, lancinating pains, rapidly shifting like Lacan and Pulsatilla. Worse from motion and at night. In rheumatism or neuralgia, after diphtheria, gonorrhea, mercury or syphilis. In head, they have vertigo when rising from the bed. They feel faint like Bryonia. Intense headache and backache. Lame, sore, bruised feeling all over. Constant desire to move, but motion aggravates the pain like Lacan and mercury. If the motion ameliorates, think of Rustox. They have irresistible desire to bite the teeth or gums together, which is comparable to podophyllum during dentition. In throat, they have a sore throat of a dark red color, uvulizes large, dropsical, almost translucent. Think of Kalibai and Rustox. In diphtheria, pain shoot from the throat into the ears on swallowing. Great pain at the root of the tongue when swallowing. Burning as from a coal on fire or a red hot iron. Throat is dry, difficult to swallow with trembling of hands. Sensation of a lump in the throat with continuous desire to swallow. Tonsils, uvula and back part of the throat is covered with an ash-colored membrane. They cannot drink hot fluids like lachesis. Carotid and submaxillary glands are indurated after diphtheria or scarlet fever. In female, mammae full of hard painful nodosities, breast shows an early tendency to cake, is full, stony, hard and painful, especially when suppuration is inevitable. When child nurses, pain goes from nipple to all over the body. If the pain goes to the back, think of crotontic. If pain goes to the uterus, think of Pulsatilla or Silica. In mammary abscess, fistula, gaping, angry ulcers, pus is sanous, ichorous, fetid and unhealthy. Tumified breast neither heals nor suppurates, is of a purple hue and hard as old cheese. Think of Bryonia, Lacan and Philandrenum. Nipples are sensitive, sore and fissured like Griffites. Aggravated intensely by nursing, pain radiates over whole body. In skin, they hasten the suppuration like Hepar, Lachesis, Mercury and Silica. Aggravation when it rains, exposure to damp, cold weather. It is comparable to Kali iode, its analogue. Next remedy is picric acid. Is often restorative of a washed or worn out system. A fair picture of nervous prostration like Kalifos. In mentals, they have a brain fag of literary or business people. Slightest excitement, mental exertion or overwork brings on the headache and causes burning along the spine like Kalifos. In physical generals, they have progressive pernicious anemia, neurasthenia. In headache of school teachers or students, overworked businessmen from grief or depressing emotions in the occipital cervical region like Natremure and Silica, aggravated or brought on by slightest motion or mental exertion. In male, they have priapism with spinal disease. Erections are violent, long-lasting, profuse seminal emission and satyriasis like Cantharis and Phosphorus. In back, there is burning along the spine, great weakness of the spine and back, and softening of the cord like Phosphorus and Zincum. In nervous system, they have a tired, heavy feeling all over the body, especially of the limbs. Aggravation on exertion, weariness progressing from slight feeling of fatigue on motion to complete paralysis. In skin, they have small boils in any part of the body, but not especially in the external auditory canal. Modalities, they are ameliorated from cold air and cold water and aggravated from least exertion, motion, study, wet weather. It is comparable to argentum nitricum, gelsemium, gallophos, phosphoric acid, phosphorus, petroleum, and silica. Last remedy for today is platinum metallicum, platina. Adapted to women of dark hair, rigid fiber, thin, of a sanguine temperament, who suffer from too early or too profuse menses. For hysterical patients, extremely gay and sad, who cries easily, like Crocus, Ignatia, and Pulsatilla. They are pale and easily fatigued. Arrogant, proud, contemptuous, and haughty. Pitiful, looking down upon people usually venerated, a kind of casting them off unwillingly. Mental delusion, as if everything about her were small. All person physically and mentally inferior, but she is physically large and superior. Trifling things produce profound vexation, like Ignatia and Staphysacria. Remains a long time in the sulks. Satiety of life with a taciturnity and fear of death, like aconite and arsenic. Mental disturbances after fright, grief, vexation, onanism, and pride. Mental symptom appears as physical symptom disappears and vice versa. The pains increases gradually and gradually decreases like Stanomet, are attended with the numbness of the part like Chamomilla. Sensation of growing larger in every direction. They have a headache with numb and heavy pain in the brain or on the vertex. Headache from anger or chagrin. Headache is hysterical from uterine disease. Pains usually increases and decreases. In GIT, they have a constipation while traveling. At sea is bryonia. Constipation after lead poisoning from inertia of the bowels. Constipation, frequent unsuccessful urging. Stool adheres to the rectum and anus like soft clay compared with alumina. Constipation of emigrants, of pregnancy, obstinate cases after Nux vomica has failed. In female, they have sexual organ exceedingly sensitive, cannot bear the napkin to touch her, will go into spasm from an examination. Vulva, painfully sensitive during coitus, will faint during or cannot endure coitus. Compare with Murex and Origanum. Nymphomania, aggravation in lying in women, excessive sexual development, especially in virgins. Think of gallophos, vaginismus and spasms and constriction. Menses too early, too profuse, too long lasting, dark colored, offensive, with bearing down, spasms and pain in the uterus with twitching. Genitals are sensitive. Excessive itching in the uterus, pruritus vulvae. In metrorrhagia, when flow in black clots and fluid, thick black tarry or a groomer's mass like Crocus. In relation to aurum, Crocus, Ignatia, gallophos, sulfur, sepia, stanomet, and valeriana. Valeriana is its vegetable analogue.